Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and I want to welcome you to the season of Advent. And the word Advent simply means coming. And of course, that references to the coming of Christ, our Messiah. Today, we're closing out the first week, and our focus has been hope. First, we considered hope fulfilled when our blessed Jesus condescended to earth, replacing holy deity with the flesh of mankind. And then we considered our future hope when Jesus returns to take us home as he promised. Today, we consider hope from a different point of view, turning our focus inside out. What does that mean? If we are blood-bought, born-again Christians, we have a mandate. We must not hold on to this hope and keep it to ourselves or hide it from others. In Jesus' greatest sermon in Matthew 5-7, he challenged and instructed his followers, "You are the light of the world, so let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." His closing words in Matthew 28 were even stronger, "Go into all the world and make disciples." How do we begin? Consider the words of the Apostle Peter. In 1 Peter 3:15, we read, "Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you." Our hope now and forever is in Jesus and Jesus alone. Isn't there someone you know that needs to know the reason for the hope that you have? If so, what are you waiting for? We owe it to them to share the reason for the hope that we have, that hope in Christ alone. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.